The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Drop, and I'm your host, Katie Drop. Well, Monday Night Football cost somebody their job, at least their starting job for the minute, because the Pittsburgh Steelers obliterated the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football, 28-15. At first, it was a pretty close game in the first half. It looked like it was going to be all defense all night, and then the Pittsburgh Steelers woke up and scored on quite a few possessions right after halftime. So they took off right from halftime and just never looked back. Aaron Rodgers had a solid night, 23 for 27, 224 yards and two touchdowns. DK Metcalf had this beautiful touchdown run where he just threw a motherfucker out of his way, juked a couple other motherfuckers, and then ran the touchdown in, ended up with 55 yards total on the night. But just a really all-around solid game from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Definitely needed that game, but guess who lost their job? It was Tua Tagovailoa. You know, he had a terrible game. He was throwing interceptions, he just looked bad. And so they announced today that he is not going to start the rest of the season. As a matter of fact, rookie Quinn Ewers is going to start the last three games of the season. I guess they're just going to see what they've got with Ewers. And, you know, I don't know if they can get out of Tua's contract, though, because they owe $99 million if they drop him, if they just straight up cut him. So that's a lot of money to be losing if you're the Miami Dolphins. I'm sure they're going to try and somehow trade him, but I don't know who's really going to want Tua. I kind of feel like this is probably close to the end of Tua. He's probably going to turn into that journeyman who's just like a backup and then just continuously. I kind of feel like his career is going to go the way of Jameis Winston at this point, where he's got the starting position and then he's just going to kind of slowly drift away from team to team to team, and that'll be that. But that's it for Tua, at least this season. But we'll see what happens next season. But Pittsburgh got a big win that they definitely needed, 28-15. Now let's move on to the top 10 NFL power rankings this week. I don't have a lot of movement. You know, the bottom couple of teams were pretty difficult just because, you know, it's getting that time of year where pretty much it's locked in. There really isn't much going on, even with the playoff picture. So let's get right into the top 10 NFL power rankings this week. Number one remains the Los Angeles Rams, overall record of 11-3. And just for me, it's just who can stop this team? This offense is really, really unstoppable. It does suck that Davante Adams hurt his hamstring in this past game, but it doesn't look like it's going. He didn't tear it, so it doesn't look like it's going to be some type of debilitating injury that takes him out for quite some time. Honestly, if I'm the Rams, I would probably sit Adams until the playoffs, just because why risk it? You know, you're going to need that dude for the playoff run. I just kind of feel like, I know they definitely want the number one overall seed, and they definitely want to win their division, but I just kind of feel like you might want to just sit Devontae for the last three games heading into the playoffs, because they're a playoff-bound team for sure. But we'll see what happens there. But just when I look at the Rams, they're a very complete team. They're a well-coached team. They have the MVP in the league with Matthew Stafford, at least in my opinion. And I just kind of feel like, who can stop this team? And I don't think a lot of teams right now could stop them at this point. Then at number two on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Denver Broncos, overall record of 12-2, and they are on an 11-game winning streak. This team cannot, they just can't stop winning, and good for them. You know, and it was kind of tough going back and forth with what I was going to do at number one. I just kept the Rams at number one because they're more veteran savvy. I kind of feel like if these two teams were to face off in the Super Bowl, which is it could absolutely happen. But I just kind of feel like Denver's too young, and the Rams, they're just more veteran savvy. I mean, obviously, who knows? We'll see what happens. But that's just really why I put the Rams above the Broncos. But you really can make an argument for either team, especially after this last game, because the thing about the Broncos is that they've been completely led by their defense all season long, and their offense is just kind of meh. They've hung around. They've been able to get the job done when needed to. But in this last game, the offense absolutely took over. The offense put their stamp out there. And they were just like, this is what we do. We can do it. We can lead the way. And we can be the reason why we win. And I feel like that really put them head and shoulders above everybody else in the AFC. I feel like it's going to take a really bad fall for the Broncos to lose grip on this number one overall seed in the AFC, I feel like. Then at number three on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Chicago Bears, overall record of 10-4. And it's just, I see a lot of confidence building in this team every single game. It doesn't matter whether they win. It doesn't matter whether they lose. It doesn't matter how they win. It doesn't matter how they lose. It doesn't matter if they have to do a comeback. It doesn't matter if they're front running at the first half and then they start losing that, but they still win. Like, they are just a team that has a lot of confidence. They're never down. They're never out. And like I said, even in a loss, I just look at this team and I'm like, they are building and they look damn good. And I feel like they're ready to not only win this division, but I think they're ready to make a nice little playoff run here. And I just really like what I've seen from the Chicago Bears offensively, defensively. Caleb Williams is just getting more confident in himself every single week. And this team just looks damn ready to go for a playoff run. Then at number four in my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Buffalo Bills, overall record of 10-4, and they really needed that win over New England, not just for this division that they're trying to win. I mean, now they're only one game behind, but just for confidence. The Bills, with a 10-4 record, they've had these losses where we look at them and we're like, you really lost that game? Really? Come on. In this game against New England, they needed it. They had the comeback win. They were down by, 21 points at some point? I think even 23 points. But they were down quite a bit. Made a huge comeback win. Went back and forth. Went toe-to-toe. And really got a big win. And that really, to me, just kind of solidified it. I feel like this is one of the top teams in the AFC once the playoffs start going. Obviously, They got some work to do to win the division, but I don't think it really matters. I feel like Buffalo is ready to go. Their defense is stout. Their offense is playing well. Their defense is making some really big key plays at the ends of games as well. So you really got to look out for that defense. They could be sneaky good and make some of these key plays once we hit the playoffs. Then at number five on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the New England Patriots, overall record of 11-3. And one dude I have not talked about when we're talking about the Patriots this season, is their running back Henderson. He has 773 yards on the ground and 7 touchdowns. And this dude is just busting off 40-yard chunk plays. It is no thing. He is a sneaky weapon that this New England Patriots team has. And it feels like every game he has a huge-ass play that just comes out of nowhere. I don't know if defenses are just missing him, if he's just super elusive. I don't know what it is, but he is able to just bust out for these chunk plays, and he is a huge reason why they keep getting all these wins for the New England Patriots. Then at number six on my top 10 NFL power rankings at the Jacksonville Jaguars, overall record of 10-4. They're starting to get more consistent on offense. There's never been an issue with me for the Jaguars in their defense. Their defense has been very consistent all season long. They've been able to get turnovers. They've been able to get stops. It's just their offense just has not been able to get it done. But I think they are finally starting to define an identity. I think Trevor Lawrence is actually starting to get some confidence and really starting to look like he's going to carry this team to some type of possible playoff run. I definitely think they've got their division on lock. There are still 3 games left to go, but I feel like out of the rest of their teams in their division, they're probably the best one. They have the most consistency on all sides of the ball, not just one side of the ball. Like the Texans, it's just the defense. And the Colts, who the hell knows what's going to happen with them just because of their quarterback situation. But Jacksonville's starting to look like the more complete team, especially with how consistent the offense has been lately. Then at number 7 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Seattle Seahawks, overall record of 11-3. And they have a great record. It's just they're not a very convincing team on the offensive side of the ball. Defense, no issues. Offense, though, it's like they play these. It's like a blow you out of the water one game, and then the next game, it's like all they could do is kick field goals. It's just so weird. You never know what you're going to get from this team. And I kind of feel like that's what's going to hold them back, even though they have the same record as the Rams and they've got a huge matchup on Thursday. But I just feel like the Seahawks are such a weird team, and they have yet to convince me that they're going to make some type of deep playoff run at this point. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Green Bay Packers, overall record of 9-4-1, and this Parsons injury, I kind of feel like it's what's going to cost them the division, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's what costs them in the playoffs in the end. Now, I've had questions about their receiving core all season, and Watson, it doesn't look like he's injured badly, but he's been huge these last couple of games, and it's just kind of what Jordan Love has needed. You know, he's been really distributing the ball spectacularly, and, you know, he's got Jacobs in the backfield, but at some point you're going to need a big-time receiver to make a big-time play in the playoffs. Same on the defensive side of the ball, and that's just kind of what I feel like the problem is going to be for the Packers here down the line. But with that being said, they are playing really solid football. I do expect them to make the playoffs, and they look good right now, but I kind of feel like the injuries are going to catch up to them once the playoffs get going. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Los Angeles Chargers. Overall record of 10-4. This team is so weird to me. It feels like every single game, it's like a struggle. Even if it's a win for them, it's like, did you really want that? And like I said, these last couple of teams on my power rankings, I really actually struggled to even put them in there. They're really in there just because. And the Chargers are one of these teams because I don't know what I'm going to get from them every week. Yes, they are 10-4. That's a great record, but their offense is meh. Their defense is pretty good, but that offense, it just doesn't want to do. It's like watching them play through mud. Every step they take, it's like, and then they fall backwards, and they're just not a very good team. They have the potential to be a very good team, but it's just like at this point in the season, you are what you are, and I kind of feel like the Chargers probably going to make the playoffs, but probably going to be one and done. And then rounding out the top 10 NFL power rankings, the Philadelphia Eagles, 9-5 on the season. And they're the same thing that I'm talking about with the Chargers, where it's like it was so hard to even really struggle to get them in here. And they're really just not an impressive team. Yes, they had an impressive win last week, but that was against the crappy-ass Raiders. So who knows what we're getting from the Eagles. Are they a good team? Are they a terrible team? I think they're obviously good enough to keep the division lead because I don't think the Cowboys are going to do enough. And this is a Cowboys fan talking to you, but I just, of course, I have hope, but I just don't really feel like they're going to do enough. And I just don't feel like the Eagles are going to lose the next three games. It's just, their defense is talented enough, their offense is talented enough for them to at least get one of these wins, and I really wouldn't be shocked if they get the win this weekend to really just solidify things. But the Eagles are just such a weird team, too, where you're like, you just don't know what you're going to get from them week to week, but they're talented enough to just stick with it and at least win this division. So let's get into the playoff picture. Let's start off with the AFC. Number 1 overall seed is the Denver Broncos. Number 2, the New England Patriots. Number 3, the Jacksonville Jaguars. And number 4, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those are all the division leaders, and I kind of feel like that's how it's going to be with the division leaders. Maybe Buffalo and New England shifts, but I don't know. I kind of feel like New England's good enough to keep this division lead. Then you also have Jacksonville kind of hanging on there. But I think they're going to do it. And then same with the Steelers. You know, you got the Ravens, they're lingering, but it just kind of looks like it is what it is. And then the wild card spots right now, number 5 seed, the Los Angeles Chargers. Number 6, the Buffalo Bills. Number 7, the Houston Texans. And then on the outside looking in right now, we have the Indianapolis Colts and the Baltimore Ravens. And that's it for the AFC. Those are the only two lingering teams. And they pretty much just have shots at the division, maybe really outside shot at the wild card, but they really need a Hail Mary to get into the playoffs. Then turning to the NFC, number 1 overall seed right now is the Los Angeles Rams. Number 2, the Chicago Bears. Number 3, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 4, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Those are the division leaders right now. And, you know, Seattle and the Rams, they're going to be battling it out for the division here to the end. I feel like Chicago's got it on lock. I just said I feel like the Eagles got it on lock, even though the Cowboys got a real outside shot, and I feel like the Bucks got an unlock as well. And then the wild card, number 5 seed, the Seattle Seahawks, number 6, the San Francisco 49ers, and number 7, the Green Bay Packers. On the outside looking in right now, the Detroit Lions, the Carolina Panthers, and the Dallas Cowboys. The Detroit Lions are the only one really with the wild card kind of there, so they really need some of these teams to lose and need to keep winning. And then Carolina and Dallas, they only have a shot at their division. And for the Cowboys, it's a really outside shot. The Cowboys need to win their last three games. The Eagles need to lose their last three games. And for the Panthers with the Buccaneers, they actually play each other two times. They play each other this week, then they play each other the last week. So it could come down to the last week. But I feel like they're going to be battling it out all the way to the bitter end. But that's how the playoff picture is looking right now. And talking about battling it out to the bitter end, our Thursday night football matchup this week, the Los Angeles Rams at the Seattle Seahawks. Right now, the Rams are a 1.5-point favorite, and this basically is for the division. Whoever wins this matchup is probably taking the division. Now, if they split, it's still kind of for the division, just because I kind of feel like that this is it. You know, you've got 2 weeks after this game, and that's pretty much it. So whoever wins this one is taking the NFC West and probably taking the number one overall seed. And I'm taking the Rams in this position simply because the Rams are rolling on the offensive side of the ball. They are playing more consistent football. I do expect Seattle to battle it out, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But I just kind of feel like the Rams are the better team, the more veteran savvy squad. They know how to win in these positions, the better coached team. And I just think they're more prepared for this. And I think they really do want that number one overall seed. I think they really do want this division. And I really look at it, and to me personally, I think the Rams are the best team in the NFL. And I've got them winning a close, close matchup with the Seattle Seahawks, 28-21. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.